CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 6th of July 2025. Here are the main news headlines. Don't miss tomorrow's RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar on UK bunkers on the air. Get involved with the GR2HQ challenge. RSGB appoints a new CW champion. The next episode of the Tonight at 8 series is tomorrow, Monday the 7th of July, during the webinar Tony Hodge, M0TNI, and Jason Dale, 2E0JIV, will discuss their journey into amateur radio, what they enjoy about it, and how they got involved in UK Bunkers on the Air. UKBOTA is a programme and award scheme that encourages radio amateurs to activate Royal Observer Corps and other types of bunkers in the UK. The webinar will be live streamed on the Society's YouTube channel and special BATC channel, allowing you to watch and ask questions live. Find out more by going to rsgb.org/webinars. The IARU HF Championship contest begins in less than a week, and the RSGB contest committee is encouraging both individuals and clubs to get involved. During the contest, HQ stations represent their countries, with the RSGB station GR2HQ being run by a network of about a dozen stations around the UK and Ireland. Get involved with the GR2HQ challenge and work the stations between 1200 UTC on Saturday the 12th of July and 1200 UTC on Sunday the 13th of July. Certificates of achievement will be available for all stations, and those stations achieving high scores will receive certificates of merit. For the full rules, go to the GR2HQ challenge page on the contest committee site via rsgbcc.org. RSGB Board Director Mark Jones, G0MGX, is delighted to announce that Laura Robertson, MM7BFL, has agreed to take on the volunteer role of the RSGB CW champion. Laura will head up the RSGB's Morse-related activities and become an advocate for the use of CW. In her role, Laura will also help the Society to take CW to new audiences, with an emphasis on learning and development to further the skills of its members. Laura is a member of CW Ops and volunteers in the CW Academy team as co-advisor, primarily assisting EU-based amateurs who are enrolled on the courses. She's often active on the HF bands using CW in POTA and SOTA activities, as well as from her home station. You can contact Laura via cw.champion@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB has received a lot of interest in supporting this role, and in due course it'll be in contact with those who've said they would like to join a Morse support team. When was the last time you revalidated your licence? Ofcom notes that whilst it is a requirement to revalidate your licence every 5 years, it's recommended that you do it annually. Put a reminder in your diary to revalidate your licence soon, as Ofcom has stated that it intends to implement phases 2 and 3 of the planned updates to the amateur radio licensing framework later this year. These phases include changes to new and intermediate call signs and rules for special event stations. You can find guidance on the process by going to the RSGB website and searching license revalidation. As well as FAQs, you can also find a link to a step-by-step video on Ofcom, which shows you the process of revalidating your license using the online licensing portal. Bawdsley Radar Trust will be holding an event to commemorate the world's first airborne radar experiments. The event on Friday the 15th of August will take place at Ad Astral Park, the home to BT's Research and Innovation Labs at Martlesham Heath in Suffolk. Presentation topics will include radar early days, airborne radar, and family histories. There will be two sessions open to the members of the public, The morning session is aimed at people with little technical knowledge, and the afternoon session to those with some technical knowledge. To find out more and to book your tickets, go to boardsyradar.org.uk and click on Radar in the Air. If you're unable to attend the event, why not learn about radar history with a visit to the Bawdsley Radar Museum? Don't forget, as an RSGB member, you can save 20% on the ticket price. Visit rsgb.org/partner-museums to download your voucher. This year, International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend will run from 0001 UTC on the 16th of August to 2400 hours UTC on the 17th of August. The event usually attracts more than 500 lighthouse entries located in over 40 countries. Registration for the event is open at illw.net. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk no later than 10 a.m. on the Thursdays before the Sunday broadcasts. Details of rallies and events: Saffron Walden Radio Hammond CB Club Rally is taking place today the 6th at Lovecoats Farm, Chickney Road, Henham Village, Bishop Stortford, CM22 6BH. Booking a table for today costs £10. You can arrive from 8 a.m. onwards. More information, email g8swr1.5@gmail.com. Barford Norfolk Radio Rally takes place today the 6th at Barford Village Hall and Green, Barford, Norwich, NR94AB. Doors open 9 a.m. for visitors. The event features trade stands, car boot sales, bring and buy, charity raffle, repeater groups, catering and free car parking. Entry costs £3 per person, but under 16s will be admitted free. Outside pitches, £8, available from 8 a.m. More details, visit tinyurl.com/Barford2025 or email David, G7URP, at radio@dcpmicro.com. The McMichael Radio and Electronics Rally and the Car Boot Sale takes place on Sunday the 13th of July at Oak Trees Event Field, Cox Lane, Warfield, Bracknell, RG426JE. Traders welcome from 8 a.m. Doors open for visitors between 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Entrance fee is £4. Traders table costs £15. This includes admission for two people. Special event news: special call sign GB770RS is used to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the RSGB's weekly news service, GB2RS, which had been running continuously since the 25th of September 1955. A team of amateurs is using the call sign on a variety of bands and modes, QSL via the Bureau, Logbook of the World and EQSL. More information, visit rsgb.org/GB70RS. Members of the Central USIMA Radio Amateurs Association, OH2AP, are active throughout 2025 as OF60AP, celebrating their 60th anniversary. QSL via Club Logs OQRS. For details of certificate that's available for working the station, see tinyurl.com/OH2AP figures 25. DX News: Don KW7R is active as V73KW from the Marshall Islands. He's there on a work assignment until September. In his spare time, he operates CW and FT8 on various bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. George VU2DGR is active as AT44I from Bharati Research Station. He's a member of the 44th Indian Scientific Expedition to Antarctica. The station was spotted recently on the 20-metre band using SSB QSL via home call. Contest news today the 6th, the 3rd at 144 Megs Backpackers Contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC, all modes on the 2-metre band. Exchange signal report, serial number and locator. RSGB VHF National Field Day started at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 5th, ends at 1400 UTC today the 6th, using all modes on the 6 meter, 4 meter, 2 meter bands, 70 SEMs and 23 SEMs bands. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. RSG VHF fixed station contest started at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 5th, ends at 1400 UTC today, Sunday the 6th. All modes on the 6 meter, 4 meter, 2 meter, 70 SEMs and 23 SEMS band. Exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. Tomorrow the 7th, RSGB 80 metre CW Club Championship runs 1900 to 2030 UTC, CW on the 80 metre band. Exchange a signal report and serial number. Tuesday the 8th, RSGB 432 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC FM on the 70 SEMS band. Exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday the 8th, 432 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 70 SEMS band. Exchange is the same as the previous. On Wednesday the 9th, the RSGB 432 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 70 SEMS band, exchanges report and 4-character locator. Also the 9th, the 432 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 70 SEMS band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. If you're in one, you can also enter the other. On Thursday the 10th, the RSGB 50 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 6-metre band. Exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. The GR2HQ challenge started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 12th and ends on 1200 at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 13th of July. CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands. The exchange is signal report, and ITU zone UK hour zone is 27. The IAR UHF championship starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 12th, ends 1200 UTC on Sunday the 13th. CW and SSB are 160 to 10 meter bands. The exchange is signal report, and ITU zone, which, as you've just heard, is 27 for us. On Sunday the 13th, the UK Microwave Group 24, 47 and 76 gigs contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC, using all modes on 24 to 76 gigs frequencies. The exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled as usual by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, "It looks as though the Space Weather Prediction Centre, which supplies the forecast for NOAA, were over-cautious last week. Despite predicting geomagnetic disturbances, we actually had quite a calm week. The KP index rose to 3.33 on a few occasions, but that was about it. We ended up with settled geomagnetic conditions and a solar flux index in the 120s to 130s. A warning about the impact of coronal mass ejection, or CME, which left the Sun on the 28th of June, appeared to come to nothing. This made a much-needed change to the unsettled conditions of previous weeks. As a result, maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000-kilometre path have been above 21 megs at times. At night, MUFs over the same path have been consistently above 14 megs, which is normal for this time of year. In the summer, we can expect to see nighttime MUFs being consistently higher than in the winter due to a change in ionospheric chemistry. Unfortunately, this also means that daytime MUFs are lower than in winter, leaving 28 megs open to sporadic E instead. According to DXMaps.com, it appears that most sporadic E openings on the 10-metre band have favoured the southeast of the UK towards Italy, Turkey and Greece. Back to F2 layer propagation, on the 20-metre band, E51JD, operating from the South Cook Islands, was spotted on SSB by Lorry, G3UML, on Thursday morning. KH7AL/KH9 on Wake Island and T3OTT on Kiribati have also been worked on the 20-metre band using FT8. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flex index will be in the 125 to 145 range. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be quiet, apart from the period around the 11th and 12th of July, when the KP index may rise to 4. VHF and up, this hot weather has provided some nice marine tropo around the coast recently, as hot dry air advects across the cooler, moist surface layers. We have also been able to see the duct move inland in the evenings. The hybrid weather pattern of low pressure to the north of Britain and high pressure to the south will continue to produce some tropo paths, particularly across the Channel, Biscay and the North Sea. Northern areas of Britain will see occasional fronts and active weather systems, together with breezier weather making tropo unlikely. The higher pressures to the south mean that rain scatter may not feature much unless isolated thunderstorms develop, then weak weather fronts eventually reach these southern areas. In the north, it's a bit different, and there could be some heavier rain that might produce some rain scatter on the gigahertz band. Meteor Scatter did well during June with several important showers to boost chances. July offers two showers. The first is the low hourly rate Alpha Capricornids, and the second is the Delta Aquarids. Both of these peak around the 30th of July, so we may have to wait a little. There have been some minor auroral events recently, and it's always possible that solar activity could lift the KP index high enough, but we're not expecting great things. Keep a check on the KP index at spaceweather.com to see if anything's happening. Sporadic years had occasional good days, but for much of the time, the focus of activity has been too far into Europe for the whole country to take advantage. To begin the coming week, the position of the jet stream suggests paths to northern Europe, and the Baltic will offer the best results. Later in the week, the emphasis shifts to the Balkans and Italy, and then to Iberia. The moon reaches apogee tomorrow, the 7th, where path losses are at their highest. Moon declination is negative all week, with the lowest or the most negative on Wednesday the 9th. 144 meg sky noise is moderate, but increasing to a high of around 2,300 Kelvin on Wednesday. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me. Until next week.